just wanted to mention, when you're trying to, this always takes a while, and you probably noticed it comes up on the screen. If you hit the function F8 again, it has this cycle. So first time you hit it, does this. Second time, if you hit it again, it'll turn it off on your computer and on up there, but your screen will be blank. If you do it again, it'll go back to just being on your computer. And then another time, mm-hmm. and you'll get both. So if you can't, if you hit it too many times, just keep cycling for your knowledge again.
Okay. Lovely to see you all again. It's our conceptual design meeting, and it's starting at approximately 14:25, and so we have 40 minutes for this one again. So we'll go just after 3 o'clock. Okay. Our agenda: we're going to do an opening. I'm going to review the minutes of the last meeting. Then we'll have your three presentations, and then we'll have to make a decision on the remote control concepts. Finally, we'll close. Opening. These are our minutes from the functional design. We decided our target group is to focus on who can afford it, because we have international appeal and we said it's for all age groups, different functions of it. Our main objectives were simplicity and fashion. And in specific functions were something to keep the remote from getting lost, large buttons for the essential functions, the possibility for extra functions like a sliding piece, and a long life battery or a charging station. Okay, now three presentations. I'd like to do it in this order. First, do the conceptual specification of components, properties, and materials. Mm-hmm. And then the conceptual specification of user interface. And finally, trend watching. All right.
Actually, guys, I had a lot of fun doing it. Components design. This is where you look at what does it take to make a remote control and what should we make our specific remote control out of. So we need to examine each element separately, but we're designing a full thing, so you want to keep it integrated as a whole. The main elements of remote controls in general, and therefore ours as well, are the case, the buttons, the circuit board with the chip, and the battery. These are all things that we had sort of addressed before, but I'm going to take each one a little bit separately here as we figure out what they should be made of and what they should look like. The case, the options that I've gotten from headquarters about what we can do, there's a shape of a case. We could do a flat case, a curved case, or maybe even a double curved case. I haven't seen any pictures of what this exactly looks like yet, just keep that in mind, but these are the options that we have for manufacturing. And we can make our case out of plastic. The main base will be plastic, but we have all these sort of fashion and technological elements we can add in: wood, latex, titanium, rubber, or other colored types of plastic. That would be our case. The buttons we have push buttons, which is what Real Reaction uses the most often, but we also have scroll wheels, which can have integrated push buttons, or we could go all high-tech and have an LCD screen. Circuit board and chip, we can have a simple one, a regular one, or an advanced one, depending on what our other needs are. And then battery, I think, is where things get most exciting. We're talking about long-life batteries here. We can have your sort of basic AA batteries, but we also have these options of using a kinetic battery, like are used in high-tech watches, where you just have to move it a little bit to get it to power up. So simple movements like pushing buttons would recharge the battery. Or a solar battery, although there are slight complications with solar batteries, as in we can't use a latex case if we have a solar battery. Or something they only described as the type of battery you find in torches from about 50 years ago, flashlights. Not quite sure what that is, but that's the description that I received, so that's what I'm passing on to you. So those are our options. And personal preferences that I was thinking through, here's what we've been talking about all through, fashion and simplicity. So if we're going for fashion in our cases, I think that what we're going to want to look at is a curved or a double curved case, probably with a variety of design elements, maybe titanium, maybe some wood. We're going to have to investigate that better when I get specifics of the actual materials. That's sort of what I have in mind, and we want to go for simplicity. Probably push buttons, but I'm sort of intrigued by the idea of a scroll wheel, if anyone has any ideas on that. I mean, I know the iPods and things right now have touch scroll buttons, which are exactly like what they're describing, so that might be something we want to look into. And I'm really intrigued by the idea of a kinetic battery. Solar, I don't think, would be such a good idea, because how often are you sure that your remote control will get a certain amount of light? But this idea of the kinetic that you don't have to replace, and that a simple just shaking it around will make it work, I think that that would be a very interesting thing. But I think we'd also want to go for a simple chip or a regular chip to keep our costs down. We really only need a regular or advanced chip if we're going to start using an LCD. So I think we want to be aware of not making things overly technological if they don't need to, because that'll keep our manufacturing price way down. That's what I have for options. I appreciate anyone's input, but that's what I'm seeing for the future of the look of this thing.
Is double curved, like, would that be like two hands kind of thing?
I'm not sure. I haven't received any specific visuals.
I'm imagining like double curved is like, you know, like two sides curve, and then like one curve would just be like a single vertical ish kind of thing.
Yeah,
but
I'm not sure, but I'll let you know as soon as I get any pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder.
I know if we do have a double curved case, it can't have any titanium in it. But the titanium, they're marketing quite hard to us as being used in the space program. So that could be quite interesting. Space age removal.
Mm-hmm.
Just all things.
Just an interesting marketing kind of
yeah.
element.
That's about all I have to do, guys. I hope I didn't go through that too quickly.
Just a real quick question. The weight of these different elements. Have you
no idea. I'm assuming that a kinetic battery isn't going to take up that much weight,
mm-hmm.
and that titanium is very light, I know,
mm-hmm.
but other than that's really basic. That's all I have gotten so far.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other questions?
Okay.
I've saved this in the shared projects if anyone wants to look.
Thank you.
And I have considerable notes on the topic as well if anyone needs any more information.
If you made notes yourself, you can put those on our underneath there.
Just
Outlook.
Oh,
in your book, then don't worry.
But if anyone has any specific questions, don't hesitate to email me or something. Alright, I guess I can.
Okay, now we're concepts of user interface. This one's so much tighter than the other. Nope.
There we go.
There you are.
So I'm going to describe the concept of a user interface list of a device. We've talked about the two essential properties of a user interface. We want it to be simple, and we want it to be fashionable. However, we've also got to remember that this is a device that serves a useful purpose. We want people to be able to use it as a remote control. So we need to determine what the essential functions of the device are and make sure that we include that we've included all of those and that we actually end up with a device that is going to be useful to people. We have a number of different choices for a design concept, and that's something that I'll show you some examples of. But essentially we need to choose how is this device going to work, what kind of model is there going to be for user interaction with this device. Once we've chosen a concept for it, we can then design the features around the concepts, making sure that we get all the essential functions in the device and the extra functions and the more advanced features. And of course, we also have to make it look cool. So basically, that's what we don't want. We don't want lots of buttons, complicated features. We want something that looks nice and simple. Here's a fairly simple device. This is an iPod from Apple. I think the main thing to notice about it is it just has four buttons. It's very minimalistic in its design. You use these four buttons to move around a range of settings on a small LCD screen. The thing I like about this is that it's very, very quick to access the main features. You can just about make up that the bottom three buttons are previous track, next track, and play pause. They're the main features of the iPod, the things you will use all the time. Then if you want to do anything more advanced, you go into the little menu on the LCD screen and you use the buttons just to scroll around and find the more advanced features that you want. So I think that's a good kind of model that we could have. Here's another example. This is it's an interesting idea, and I think it looks pretty cool. It's certainly got novelty value. It's nice and colourful, it's nice and bright. It's also something that you can kind of feel your way around. The buttons are different shapes, and you can sort of, you know, if you're watching TV in the dark or whatever, you can work out which button's which. And basically, yeah, it's fun. So I like this idea of just having buttons for the features that you use most often. So you'd need a few buttons to select your favourite channels. I mean, most people, when they watch TV, they have 250 channels on their TV and they watch four of them at the most. So you have buttons for your favourite channel, changing the volume, which is something you do all the time when you're watching TV, and a button to switch it off in case you get bored. Other features, things like adjusting the brightness, tuning the TV, I don't know what else you do with the TV. But these are all necessary functions. You can't have there's no point having a television that you can't tune or that you can't set the contrast. So we need to find a way of including these somehow. And one of the suggestions I'd make is to include them in a menu system, a bit like on the iPod. So we'd either have a small LCD display on the device itself, or have a menu display that comes up on your television and can be controlled through the device. Mm. And that would allow you to access the advanced features whilst keeping a very small and simple set of buttons for the features that you use most often.
Okay, so you'd be advocating an LCD then?
I think that's one way to go, yes. I mean, the advantages and disadvantages, if you have an LCD display, it's nice because it lets you just sort of sit down and control your television from your armchair.
Mm-hmm.
There are disadvantages, and an LCD display would have to be quite small because I assume we're going to be making quite a small device. It would also have to have a kind of backlighting in it because you tend to watch TV
mm-hmm.
in the dark, but you need to be able to see your LCD display. The alternative is to have an on-screen display on your television that you control through your remote control. A bit like how they have these digital boxes where you press buttons and it comes up with your listing of what's
mm-hmm.
on each channel. I mean, that's also a good idea. it's, it can, it does have its problems as well. If you've got a small TV and you're sitting on the other side of the room, it's hard to read the little text that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a design decision that we can make.
I do think that one of the important features for a remote is seeing a menu and seeing what's on. And so, like, favorite channels is applicable, but I think that you do need to have some kind of function where you can see the title of the show or possibly a description of it. I know I use
Is
that
separate from what he was saying?
Yeah.
Well, if it was a LCD on the remote, I don't know that you could would be able to see it.
I think we're talking menu, like contrast and tuning the VCR or something. If I've understood you correctly.
Yeah, that would be one of the
features.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
because that would be more specific.
It's something to bear in mind is that
mm-hmm.
if we put a display on the remote controller. Communication is one way, so you can't have the television send information back to the remote control.
Okay.
At least I don't think you can. I'm not sure.
Okay, now we're going to work it.
That should be alright, actually.
What F do you have to press? 5?
8.
Just keep pressing and walk off. Well, I don't know how relevant all this is going to be. Anything is up with the game.
Oh, it's not plugged in.
Alright. Trend watching. Basically, I was given an executive summary that was a market investigation on remote controls that was recently conducted, and then also some fashion watchers in Paris and Milan commented on some things that are going to be going on this year. So first, they had people, they ranked the important aspects of remote controls, and right now, they're saying that currently there is a functional look and feel preference, but that really over the next year that's going to be switching to fancy look and feel remotes. So that just goes back to the whole desire of our Real Reaction company wanting to focus on fashion. And so even though we're stressing and we're talking, we've all been talking about this like simplicity and easy to use idea, they're sort of wanting us to remember that the number one thing for everyone is that it's fancy look and feel. And as these are ranked, the top one is doubly important to the second one, which is doubly important to the third one. So just to take that weight into account. And the second thing that was mentioned as important was the technological innovations. So that would be like if we use something like the space interior or the LCD screen, things like that. And then ease of use was the third most important. So really, no matter what, we need to focus the most on fancy look and feel, according to this. I don't know if you agree with that. And then Fashion Watch talks about that this year's top trend for clothes, shoes, and furniture is fruits and vegetables. And that there's a preference for spongy type material. And so that brings us to my personal preferences. Who wants a spongy remote or one with a fruit and vegetable pattern? Personally, I don't really think that I want one that's going to go out of style or go stale, excuse the pun, in a year. So even though this is coming from us as, you know, Trend Watch Market Research, I don't know how much of it we necessarily want to take away. Also, considering that the research has been carried out by Real Reaction, I'm a little hesitant as to like how these questions may have been worded, and if necessarily this whole fashion to technology ease of use is necessarily the right ranking. Personally, like, I might reverse it, but if we're working for this company, then I guess no matter what, we have to stress fashion the most. But it doesn't necessarily need to be a spongy material.
There's all kinds of scope for imagination in that one, though.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of notes to share if you want them. That pretty much sums it up. So, yeah.
Okay, do we have some questions for this?
Yeah. What can I possibly enlighten on?
Do you have any ideas how to possibly use these? How to use a fruit of vegetable or the spongy material at all? Like, could we make a spongy remote? It would be easier on the hands.
If it's latexy.
Then we'd have to find a way to protect like the chip and all that. I don't know.
My understanding of a latex case is that it's in fact hard to protect stuff inside, but then it's covered with the latex, which is spongier and softer on your hands. There's something to be said. I mean, we got that thing earlier from you about not wanting it to our repetitive stress injuries
So something instead of
grippable.
I'm thinking grip more than like sinking into your hands. Yeah, I think I'm envisioning more like. You know, the material that you have when you sit on, like, a bicycle so that it doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting on it for a long time. Like, I'm imagining that sort of thing. I don't know what
that's called. Yeah, I think that, given the list of materials I was forwarded, that seems doable. Could we go in fruit and vegetable colors? We could color coordinate.
Or maybe, like, a couple main ones being, like, I don't know, lemons or strawberries. Yeah.
But the buttons could be...
Could they be smelly?
Is it supposed to be shaped like a vegetable? like a carrot or something?
Oh, it's
like
carrot-shaped.
Maybe the buttons could be shaped.
Like large buttons, that's what I was thinking of, yeah.
What about the idea of like a round remote instead of like a vertical up and down one? Like
kind of like a potato.
Like that's a fruit.
Just
like
to
try
it a little. Do you think you'd be able to hold it? Because I think the reason they're long is...
Depends. When you use a remote, do you press the buttons with your thumb usually?
Yeah.
Or your fingers?
I usually hold it in one hand, maybe.
Or maybe you want something that's shaped like a mobile phone, so you hold it in one hand and you press the button.
But then the buttons would have to be very small.
No, I tend to do it.
Yeah, just
like
your fingers
spin
around.
But I mean, in order to get to all of them, you know,
they
would have to be within a certain amount of
space. But if you've only got like four or five buttons anyway,
When I'm pressing buttons on my iPhone, that's how I do it. Hold it and press.
So you hold it in one hand.
Yeah.
And you press the buttons.
Yeah, and use my thumb or my pointer finger on the touch scroll.
I
love the
iPad.
Well.
Yeah.
Real like
iPad. Is the button on an iPod? Is it? What is it? Is it just four buttons or is it?
It's like
one
five.
Because
there's one in the middle.
Each version of it has been a little bit different.
The one I have doesn't have the four on
you.
Like,
oh yeah, you had one of the in-between ones when they weren't doing that anymore.
Right.
When you press the center button, that's your all-purpose select button right there.
Oh, okay.
This is the
one
that's
quite
the center, that's
not
marked.
I think why it would be good for us is because, like, you could have the same wheel sort of effect for, like, channel flipping, and then the other one could be, like, for volume. Like, just the idea of, like, those so few buttons for main things, but then how you could go back to the menu and, like, I don't know if we would want it on the screen there or on the actual TV. I kind of am wanting to say on the TV because if you're changing the brightness, don't you want to see it happening, kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you could still have that available.
The screen might be good in... theory, but not as useful.
I think
in
it could be difficult in practice, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, because you would be looking down at the LCD screen and back up at your TV, and people don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, we have about 15 minutes left, so I'm gonna continue with my presentation. I have one more slide before we close, but in that slide is when we need to make decisions about these kinds of things, so I'll just bring that up and show you all. And then move on.
We got any more information on fruits and vegetables?
Can we have changeable covers like for your mobile? In different fruit and vegetable colors.
Fruits.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then the covers could be spongy latex.
Exactly.
But the actual model could be titanium.
And you could cord they with your house or whatever.
I think the packaging, it should be like a lemon, and the packaging is like the peel. So instead of opening the box, you just kind of peel it and then the control.
There you go.
But
I had packaging, like, was so, that was like half the fun. It's like the way it all comes all cute. Hmm. And then.
Okay, components concept. Energy.
Oh, yes. Right, I had sort of skipped over that, hoping it wouldn't be necessary, but...
This is the agenda they gave me, so
right.
Can you just explain
the
agenda real quick?
Decisions, decisions are like energy on things based on the battery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, what do people think about this kinetic battery idea?
I think it's awesome. I think it's really cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it would totally take care of our problem of not wanting to change batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good as long as we consider the cost and how reliable it is. But
right,
as far
I
as
haven't
I know,
gotten any
cost.
Yeah, any more information on cost other than it's more expensive than a regular battery.
Yeah.
But
over time.
But if we're using a cheaper chip, then it'll even out, I think. Circuit boards. I got a bunch of information on how circuit boards are produced. They're thin fiberglass with copper wires etched onto them. And I think they're quite easily printed on by a machine, which is chip-on-print is where the machine prints on the wires and solders it all together for us. I don't really know what to tell you as far as decisions. I wasn't really given any options. I was just given that this is how they're done.
Okay.
I can't really tell you. I can tell you a whole lot about how it works, but I don't know any decisions on
if there are really options.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Full circuit boards are pretty much the same. It's fairly standard.
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll move on to the case. I guess maybe if we decided on like a simple, a regular, or an advanced chip,
well,
maybe.
Okay. Here's the thing on the chips that I got. Simple, regular, advanced chip on print. The chip on print includes an infrared sensor, so we don't have to worry about that. Okay. The push button. If we're gonna have push buttons, they require a simple chip. But a scroll wheel requires a regular chip, and an LCD requires advanced. Do we want a scroll wheel or do we just want push buttons?
I don't think we really need a scroll wheel. I mean, it might be nice for changing the volume.
It would be nice for changing the volume, but I don't know how useful it would be for changing the channel.
Because
you don't have control over numbers or...
Yeah, you
yeah.
really need buttons
it'd
for changing the channel.
It'd be handy for going through if there was an on-screen menu of your channel choices.
But
if you could scroll
through the channels, and then the volume would just
we have
be
5 minutes left of the meeting, so.
And the volume would just be like the same way,
yeah,
forward and backward is. I'm just thinking like it would make it much like sleeker, sort of looking.
Yeah.
And otherwise, no matter how many buttons we have, we're gonna have like you know black with red sticking out, and you know, it's gonna inevitably sort of start looking like
yeah.
a group of sort of ugly ones that we saw stacked up.
So, have a scroll for volume?
Or for all those secret functions? When you get on the on-screen menu of all your functions that your remote could do for you without the buttons, you could have a scroll wheel to go through those menus?
I think a scroll wheel would be nice, but it's not necessary.
Right. So we could either go with a simple or a regular chip, depending. Maybe we could table that decision for later?
I don't
know.
I I think when we go into the user face, we're gonna have to decide the interface. We're gonna have to decide whether we're gonna have a scroll or not.
Well, let's think about that while we talk about the case.
Okay, let's do case.
I'm kind of liking the idea of latex. If spongy is the in thing.
I'm a little hesitant about it because I'm worried about protecting the stuff on the inside.
Okay.
Well, could it be hard and then something
yeah,
around?
I would be more okay with like a titanium actual thing and then maybe like a mobile phone kind of thing.
What I've seen, just not related to this, but of latex cases before, is that there's a hard plastic inside and it's just covered with the latex.
Okay.
Not too thick a layer of latex, just enough to be grippable.
Okay.
Like bike handles or anything that you've seen like that, the inside is hard. I don't think we need to worry about protecting the circuit board. I think that that's done for us.
Okay. So we do want latex.
Yeah.
Okay. Latex. And probably in colors, maybe fruity vegetable colors.
Yeah.
Fruity colors. Okay. Let's go to the user interface then. We'll come back to the chip, I suppose.
Oh, and we want a curved case, yeah? Or a double curved?
Well, we don't really know what the difference is, right?
I'm thinking curved of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We don't really know what the difference.
Okay, interface, the type, and the supplements. So, push or scroll, right?
Yeah.
Or both.
And I think if we want to keep our costs down, we should just go for push buttons. Because then we can have a simple chip, and it's simpler. It's cheaper to make push buttons than it is a scroll, I think.
Good point.
So in terms of economics, it's probably better to have push buttons.
And if we had an on-screen kind of thing that you could scroll through, like you could use your buttons to scroll through things.
Yeah. It's,
I think
it's fairly simple.
Yeah. For channel surfing, I think a scroll, an actual like an iPod's kind of scroll thing, would be too fast.
I say push buttons, at least unless we get any information. I have no idea how much more expensive a scroll wheel is than a push button, but it's got to be some more expensive. So I think it might be better to put our money into the stuff like kinetic battery and the cool case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, and let's see if we get anything else. I mean, I'm not hard sold on the scroll wheel. It's more just to give it a different kind of look.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's going to be in a latex type thing and that's going to look cool, then that's probably going to have a bigger impact than the scroll wheel.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go with type push buttons.
Yeah.
And then supplements. How are we going to do that?
What do you mean by supplements?
I assume that's what else we're going to, the additional buttons we can use. So we're gonna have a menu button so that we can access on-screen things.
Yeah.
Then okay, and so we're doing an on-screen menu.
So what are our buttons gonna be? On off.
On off. Volume. Favorite channels.
So 1 through 5 or.
Yeah.
Radio type sort of situation.
Yeah, a bit like radio presets.
Preset channels, and then we're gonna need numbers 1 through 0.
We wouldn't even need the numbers. I think maybe numbers seems kind of...
Well, but in order to preset it... I guess you can just hold it down when you get to one.
You can just...
Mm-hmm. While you're scrolling through.
And you need some kind of, sort of up-down kind of button.
Yeah,
but the volume control could double for that, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, finishing the meeting now. our next meeting starts in 30 minutes. You each have things to do, look and feel design, user interface design, product evaluation. And you two are going to work together on a prototype using modeling clay. You'll get some specific instructions.
Wow.
Did we decide on a chip? Let's go with a simple chip.
Simple chip.
Yeah.
Okay. We are done. Thank you, everyone. These are already in our shared folder.
Okay. Cool.
I wasn't expecting that.